progressivism in action. COVID, progressive witchcraft fear. Forced experimental drug injections. Page 168 of the reconciliation bill gives the federal government the power to bankrupt any company that refuses to comply with Biden's vaccine mandate. It empowers OSHA to levy fines of $70,000 per employee and $700,000 for repeat violations and/or serious infractions. At best, these so-called vaccines are subpar to less costly therapeutics such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and their longevity is less than temporary flu shots. The CDC's own data indicates COVID-19 vaccines have caused over 21,000 deaths and more than 1 million hospitalizations. These unconstitutional mandates of forced experimental drug injections have not only caused a mortal blow to human life, but are finishing off our businesses and economy. As of September 2021, COVID mandates have caused 51% of restaurants, 48% of massage therapists, 46% of beauty salons, 42% of construction companies, and 40% of retailers to forgo their rent. One can only conclude that the Biden administration and the global ruling class pigs are deliberately shutting down our economy when they, one, dictate vaccine mandates, which eliminate workers and force massive business closures, two, enact government-subsidized incentives to pay employees not to work, and three, restrict supply chains, which skyrocket the cost of energy, materials, and products. As Florida Governor DeSantis reminded us, we've gone from a voluntary 15-day lockdown to help stop the spread to three jabs or lose your job. The flogging will continue until morale improves. According to OAN, Uttar Pradesh, a densely packed Indian state of 241 million people, declared it is COVID-free after using ivermectin. With only 5.8% of their population fully vaccinated, their recovery rate after using ivermectin is 98.7%, with only 133.01% active COVID cases. Conversely, 60% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, with 133,000, 7.6% active COVID cases. India promotes the use of ivermectin, but in the U.S., the progressive corporate media falsely claims it's used to deworm barnyard animals. The media and U.S. government, who work for Big Pharma, are forcing any practitioners that prescribe ivermectin to lose their license. During his COVID address, Biden claimed that when he came into office, there were no COVID plans and only 4 million people had been vaccinated. In truth, Trump already had a vaccine in place, 19 million people had already been vaccinated, and 1.5 million people were being vaccinated daily. What a liar. Joe didn't have to do a thing and he still managed to screw it up. Biden also lied during his address when he claimed that the unvaccinated were spreaders of COVID. According to the data from the CDC, who for some reason stopped counting in May, 40% of the 120,000 breakthrough COVID cases that were reported between January and August 2021 occurred in fully vaccinated people. Counties in California with higher rates of fully vaccinated people had higher surges in COVID cases as opposed to ones with lower rates of vaccinations. Fully vaccinated Carnival cruise ship passengers and 100 fully vaccinated crew members on board MS Queen Elizabeth had COVID breakthroughs while at sea. A MedRx4 study found that vaccinated patients were 27 times more likely to develop COVID symptoms than previously infected unvaccinated people. An Israel study found that the vaccinated were 13 times more likely to get COVID than the previously infected. 95% of the Israel population is fully vaccinated and accounts for 95% of the most severe COVID cases. 85 to 90% of Israel's hospitalizations include the fully vaccinated. In the UK, 52% of COVID deaths are in the fully vaccinated population. If you can believe the CDC, 358 children have died from COVID and 400 more children died from COVID vaccinations. Even though the CDC admits their tests cannot discern between COVID and the flu, they claim that only one child died from the flu in 2021. Depending on seasonal severity, normally 200 to 400 children die annually from the flu. In those rare cases when a child contracts COVID, their survival rate is 99.9%. Doctors have reported that they have treated well over 30,000 COVID cases using hydroxychloroquine with a 99% cure rate. They also claim 85% of the COVID deaths could have been prevented if the media, politicians, and big pharma did not block the use of hydroxychloroquine and/or ivermectin to increase their profits. While CNN, MSNBC, and social media continue their progressive political campaign of berating the unvaccinated, they rail against science and ignore the spread of COVID by the fully vaccinated, the benefits of COVID therapeutics, and the illegal immigrant invasion, which Texas officials reported has caused a 900% COVID spike. Illegals with COVID fill 80% of McAllen, Texas hospital beds. The progressive ruling class corporate media pigs are the enemy of the people and should leave us alone and let us achieve herd immunity. Engineers conducting mass studies at the University of Waterloo found that COVID and other diseases built up on masks, which were placed on mannequins, and at best filter 10% of the COVID virus, allowing 90% to get through. Despite the evidence that masks provide little to no protection against COVID, harm people who breathe in carbon dioxide and trap bacteria, tuberculosis, influenza, and other diseases, the flat earther witchcraft-believing progressives demand you wear a mask to virtual signal and demonstrate progressive solidarity. Contrary to the evidence, progressives continue to claim that house lockdowns and masks work. They ignore the facts or don't care that lockdowns increase suicide and business failures and that therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work. NIH Director Francis Collins confirmed that Fauci and the NIH funneled $660,000 of taxpayer money through the Echo Health Alliance to subsidize China's Wuhan Institute of Virology's COVID virus, which has killed millions of people. Unredacted emails also show that Fauci and Echo Health President Peter Daszak try to cover this up. Causing even more death and suffering, Fauci continues to malign less costly, more effective COVID therapeutics in favor of his big tech and pharma friends' less effective and more costly so-called vaccines that have yielded them over $30 billion in profits. COVID therapeutics would have massively decreased the human death count and family suffering and would have allowed America to reopen and Americans to go about their business without the dictates of the global corporate ruling class pigs. Instead of being jailed for the crime of assisting in the creation of an illegal disease that has killed and incapacitated millions of people, Fauci continues his media campaign, which aid the global progressive ruling class pigs in the destruction of our culture and lives. Gary Ruskin, executive director of USA Right to Know, uncovered a 900-page document exposing ties between Fauci and the Wuhan lab in China and proving he funded COVID gain-of-function research. The Wall Street Journal reported that at China's request, the NIH deleted China's COVID-19 virus data to mask the pandemic's origins. Progressive globalists who profit from China continue to hide facts that China came from the Wuhan lab and pretend the Chinese are our friends. China is trying to take over the world, destroy American jobs, and undermine our economy. Do you think a country that's poisoning you with fentanyl cares about releasing COVID on you? China supplies the Mexican cartels with enough fentanyl and the necessary paraphernalia to unleash unlimited quantities in the U.S. Fentanyl deaths are up over 1,000%. More than 100,000 U.S. citizens died from fentanyl in 2020, and the numbers continue to rise. Reports indicate that China has been developing a new pathogen that's 80% fatal. According to Gordon Chang, a major authority on U.S.-China relations, for the last 5 years, Chinese military researchers have been discussing the development of a specific ethnic genetic pathogen that affects everyone except the Chinese. Progressives not only refuse to stop these assaults on Americans, but encourage them because China, the cartels, and open borders benefit them both politically and financially.